Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back, everybody. Boy, that was a fun first session. And I was raised better than this. I did not introduce to you my producer extraordinaire, Scott Eckersley. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Cheryl. Thank you.
Are you still going to hang in there with me anyway?
Oh, definitely. As I just told Mark, who is in here with me, this is a lot of fun.
Oh, I love that. And it's about to get more fun. Did you see what the Nichols Law Firm left for me? And I'll share.
Yes, I did.
This is a house red from the Nichols Law Firm. Merry Christmas from all of us. I told Mike before he left that I would tell everyone that I would either have a ride home or if something went wrong, I apparently know a very good attorney. What do you think? I have two bottles, but I will share.
Awesome.
Awesome. Here we go. Going out now to my next guest, Ira Ginsberg, who is chairman of the board of Capital Area Humane Society and one of the big kahunas at Sparrow Hospital as well. Ira, are you there?
Yes, I am, Cheryl.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm very well. We're going to talk to you today in your capacity as chairman of board, as I said, of the Capital Area Humane Society. You're coming off in January, I understand, a three-year term as chairman of that board.
That's correct.
And how have those 3 years been for you? There's been a lot of growth at the Capital Area Humane Society in the last few years.
Yes, there's been a lot of things going on. We've got a new CEO. We're starting a new venture into a spay-neuter clinic that we will be opening on February 7th. And this will be for families that can't afford the regular rates for spay and neuter of their pets, because one of the big problems that we have in Michigan and all over the country is the overpopulation of cats and dogs and throughout the area. People can't take care of them. That's how we get involved.
Absolutely. How did you get involved with the Capital Area Humane Society to the point where you ended up at chairman of the board, which is a whole full-time job in itself, I would imagine?
Well, I've always had a love for animals. In fact, my first career thoughts were to be a veterinarian. So I came out. That's how I came out to Michigan from New Jersey, was to be a vet at the through MSU.
Wow!
But I changed my career and wound up working with people instead of pets.
Who's easier to work with, Ira?
Pets.
For certain. For absolute certain. What have been some of the important things that have been accomplished under your reign? The new CEO, is that part of some of the developments there?
Yes, it was. And she's very competent. She was our manager, our kennel manager, and she was our operations manager. And then she moved up to be the CEO in the last year and a half.
And other things that you've accomplished while you've been there that you're particularly proud of?
Oh, I think the biggest accomplishment has been our promotion of the Fur Ball, which is our largest fundraiser for the Capital Area Humane Society. We have made that into a spectacular event, exciting. It's a large event. We've almost doubled the size of the attendees, and it's going to happen again on April 16th of 2011. And not only are the owners of pets involved, but we allow 50 to 60 dogs and cats. Well, primarily dogs. Cats don't like to be with the dogs. But we did have a cat last year.
I did hear about that. I would love to have seen that.
And the cat was not afraid of any of the dogs.
My guess is the cat probably owned all the dogs.
Yes, he did.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what's so much fun about the fur ball, I understand, is you bring the dogs, and they're actually in a separate room at the venue, and they kind of have a spa day while they're out there.
Right. We're at Eagle Eye, and they have a separate room where a couple of the local kennels come out and help take care of the animals. And each animal is assigned a babysitter. Or a dog sitter, and they stay with them all night. They're volunteers that come in and stay with the animal. So while during dinner, you can enjoy your dinner, and then we parade them through the dining area afterwards, and everybody gets recognized. Each dog is recognized individually and their owners, and then we have a live auction, and we have a silent auction.
What fun.
it's really a great time.
Now, I assume if people are interested in attending after hearing about this evening, they can get a hold of somebody at the Capital Area Humane Society for tickets.
Yes, they can. Tickets aren't quite out yet, but
yes,
they will be shortly. And the number at the Capital Area Humane Society is area code 517-626-6060.
Okay, and just one more time, you mentioned the spay-neuter clinic opening, and the difference of that is animals that you take in are spayed and neutered, but this is for folks who may be having a little trouble with the cost of it to enable them to take their own pets there. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So that'll be a new service offered through the Capital Area Humane Society, and a very valuable one, I'm imagining.
And it will be located in South Lansing on Cedar Street.
Okay, very, very good. Is there any other news from the Humane Society? I was out the other day, and I went through it. Ira, I was going to say I don't know how I did it, but I happen to know you just adopted a puppy from there last weekend. You couldn't resist.
Yeah, we finally gave in. I've been chair for 3 years, and we have a dog. And this weekend we adopted a 5-month-old dog, a Shiba Inu, which most people don't know what it is, but it's a small Akita.
But it sounds cute.
It's a mix, and it's been just wonderful. And that's what we want. And that's our main purpose, is to adopt our pets, cats, dogs, rabbits, birds, out to families. And we'd like you to bring one home for the holidays.
Absolutely. That's a lovely message. Ira, thank you so much for joining me, sir, and I look forward to seeing people are pushing me for a puppy, so I may just be out to visit very soon. Thank you again so much, and happy holidays to
you. Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks, Ira.